Get ready for one of the most anticipated weeks of the North Coast sporting calendar, with the HDNL postseason Dick Nicolai tournament set to tip off on Monday. Hello and welcome to this week's KModa News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumbleSports.com. We'll have much more on the always popular Nicolai tournament in just a moment, as we break down all of the big local sports stories of the week, including the latest high school and college basketball news, some baseball news, some college softball, a big announcement from the Humboldt Eagles American Legion Baseball Club, and why February will be a busy month in local high school wrestling. But first up, the Dick Nicolai tournament begins on Monday. Opening day will feature four games, two each for the boys and girls, with the boys' semi-finals taking place at College of the Redwoods on Tuesday, and the girls' semi-finals also at Seor on Thursday. Both championship games will take place at Lumberjack Arena next Friday night. The four HDNL conference champions, the McKinleyville and St. Bernard's boys and the Arcata and St. Bernard's girls, all receive a top seed and opening round bye. Opening night will feature the numbers 2 and 3 seeds in the Big 5 and Little 4, with the higher seeds hosting those games. Heading into the final night of boys' regular season action on Friday, Arcata and Hoopa have already secured the number 2 seeds after clinching second in their respective conferences this week, but the battle for the third seed in both the Big 5 and Little 4 have yet to be finalized. In the Little 4, Ferndale and South Fork are both 1-4 and will face off in Miranda, with the winner advancing to play at Hoopa in tournament play on Monday. In the Big 5, Del Norte and Eureka are tied for third with identical 3-4 records. The Warriors will close out the regular season at Fortuna, and the Loggers will play at Arcata, and if both teams should win their games, or if both should lose, then a tournament play-in game will take place on Saturday night, with a coin toss to decide which school gets to host. In local games this week, it was a good week for St. Bernard's senior Liam Dyer, who enjoyed a career night in a non-conference game at Arcata on Saturday. The Crusaders' sharpshooter exploded for 52 points to lead his team to a 79-54 win, becoming the second HDNL boy to surpass the 50-point mark in the month of January. 4 weeks ago, Arcata's Luke Lemke scored 51 points in a win over Fortuna. Dyer and his teammates would continue their big week with an 81-48 win over South Fork on Wednesday, a victory that secured this year's Little 4 championship outright. Also in Little 4 boys action on Wednesday, Hoopa secured second in conference play with an 81-61 win at Ferndale. In Big 5 boys action on Wednesday, the Tigers welcomed neighbours and rivals McKinleyville to Arcata High and handed the Panthers their first conference loss, winning 58-47, while the Loggers entertained Fortuna and won a hard-fought battle 62-56 to keep their Nicolai hopes on track. In local high school girls action this week, on Tuesday, the St. Bernard's girls secured the Little 4 championship outright with a 63-32 win at South Fork, while Ferndale won 43-24 at Hoopa. In the Big 5 on Tuesday, conference champs Arcata continued to roll with a 65-40 win at McKinleyville, while Eureka took care of business against Fortuna, breaking open a tight game late on the way to a 49-30 win. In local college basketball, meanwhile, the College of the Redwoods women continued to roll with a 50-37 win at Shasta on Saturday, while the CR men also played at Shasta and won 90-75. Both Redwoods teams remain second in the conference standings with their wins, and they will be back in action at Syracuse on Saturday afternoon. The Corsairs will return home to host Feather River next Wednesday night. That game will be a big one for the CR men in their pursuit of a conference title, going up against the unbeaten conference leaders. Both Cal Poly Humboldt teams were also in action over the weekend, playing road games at Cal State Los Angeles and Cal State Dominguez Hills. The Humboldt men split, defeating Los Angeles 77-66 before falling to Dominguez Hills 78-77. The Jacks are now 10-4 in conference and 12-6 overall, and they sit third in the standings heading into weekend games at UC Merced and Stanislaus State, one win behind Dominguez Hills. The Humboldt women did not fare quite as well last weekend, losing 74-47 at Los Angeles and 51-49 at Dominguez Hills. With the two losses, the Jacks dropped to 10-4 in conference, and they sit fourth in the standings heading into the weekend games. In local college baseball, meanwhile, College of the Redwoods won its home opener against Hartnell over the weekend before dropping two straight to the Panthers and losing the series. The CR men won the series opener 6-5 on a walk-off but would then lose 14-2 and 8-4. Redwoods is now 1-5. In local college softball, CR lost both games of a doubleheader at American River over the weekend, falling 6-2 and 6-3 and dropping to 2-3-1 on the early season. The Cal Poly Humboldt women opened their season at the Concordia kickoff and went 2-2 in tournament play, beating Hawaii Pacific 6-4 and Jessup University 5-4, and losing to Northwest Nazarene 3-1 and to Azusa Pacific 2-1. Switching gears, the Humboldt Eagles American Legion Club announced this week that longtime local baseball coach Scott St. John will return to the dugout to coach their 19U team this summer. St. John is the former Humboldt B-52s and McKinleyville High coach, having guided the Panthers to a Big Five championship in 2019. The Eagles roster is made up of some of the top high school players from around Humboldt and Del Norte counties and will begin their season in June. CR head coach John Downey will return to coach the Eagles 17U team. And rounding out a busy week in local sports, February will be a big month for the HDNL wrestlers. Last weekend, Del Norte and McKinleyville traveled to Lake County to compete in the North Coast Section Team Dual Meet Championships, and both schools placed second in their respective divisions. Both teams will be back on the North Coast this weekend as they get set for the HDNL Championships, which will be hosted by McKinleyville at Lumberjack Arena on Saturday. The NCS playoffs will get underway next weekend. And that's this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.